What's happening, family? It's your guy, CY, Mr. 8020, here with the episode, a mini episode of the Genesis. Today, we're going to talk about self-leadership, right? And what we want to discuss, right, is how we can grow our capacity to lead, right, ourselves. Once we grow the capacity to lead ourselves, it makes it much easier to lead those around us, right? So there's this thing from John Maxwell's book called 21 Rules of Leadership. It's called the Law of the Lid, right? So what the Law of the Lid states is you're only able to lead to your capacity. So if you lead at a 3, the people around you can only hit a 2.9. You cannot lead anyone higher than the level that you're at. But the beautiful thing about this is that you're able to lead yourself and lead others to a higher capacity as you grow, right? So let's define leadership, right? Leadership is a clear vision that you're able to share with others in a way that they understand, and it provides guidance, to be able to provide guidance, knowledge, and the strategy to accomplish the vision, right? So men, as leaders, in our homes, as leaders in the communities, as leaders on our jobs, we should be leaders. So in order to lead, we must have a vision, be able to communicate the vision, provide guidance and strategy for the vision, so those that are around us can help us accomplish the vision, right? We have to be able to lead. We have to be submitted to God, and then we have to be able to give our vision, our assignment to those around us that will allow them to be able to buy into what we're doing and be able to move the vision forward, right? But we have to remember, it all starts with accountability, right? And accountability is the cheat code. If we are able to get accountability under control, if we're able to be accountable to ourselves, right? Accountability is just a choice to rise above my circumstances and own my stuff. Like the ability to own your mess. And it took me the longest to own my mess, to own my stink, to own my sewage, right? If we get to a place where we start to own those things, then we can begin to change those things, right? See, the problem is usually not the problem. The problem is typically the outcome of my actions and the belief system I have. Let me say that again. The problem that I face is usually not the problem. The problem is usually my actions and my belief system. You don't like what you're getting out, change what you're putting in. You don't like your outcomes, change your inputs, right? So let's talk about self-leadership. And what are some traits of effective leaders in every space, in every sphere, right? Because leadership spans across every genre, every space, home, business, entrepreneurial endeavors, corporate America, everywhere, right? So let's talk about that, right? So here's some traits for self-leadership, right? First is self-awareness. Second is discipline and self-control. Now, these are traits of self-aware leaders, or of leaders who have been able to manage and control and get a competitive advantage in life because they have addressed self. So one, self-awareness again, discipline and self-control, vision and purpose, accountability, and resilience. So there's that word again, accountability, right? So one, you have to self-awareness, right? That's what it is, right? To be aware of where you need to change and adjust your mode and method of operation in every space and facet of your life, right? Once you become self-aware, now you can begin to put things in place to move the needle, right? You get the discipline. That's where discipline comes at. As you know where you need to change, now you put measures and metrics in place to change, discipline and self-control, right? And this really is only the first two steps to emotional intelligence, right? Emotional intelligence is self-awareness, self-management, social awareness, relational awareness, right? But you cannot master emotional intelligence if you are not able to be aware of where you need to fix yourself. If you can't look in the mirror and say, I got a big log in my eye, let me get this log out my eye before I start pointing fingers at people with specks in their eyes. And that's the hardest thing for us to do, is face our mess, right? To clean up our mess. We often want to ignore our mess or look for somebody else to come in and clean it up for us. Or when it's pointed out to us, we don't want to acknowledge it, right? So one, self-awareness. Two, discipline, self-control. Three, vision and purpose, right? Once you understand your assignment, right? Once you submit to God's providence, and your growth will begin to be unexplainable because you acquiesce to self in the things that you want to do and yield it to the master, right? A lot of us want the blessings, but we don't want to submit to the blessor. Adonai, Lord and master, right? We don't like the Lord and we don't like the master because we feel like we are in control of our life. But I got a secret for you. You are not in control of your life. But once you submit to God, that's when God begins to take control of the wheel, and he'll lead you and guide you in all things and all paths and all that you need. So after the vision and the purpose, accountability. Now you know where you're trying to go. Now you know what your shortcomings are, and you know the steps that you need to put in place in order to get there. So now you create an accountability circle, a group of friends that tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. You get you a coach. You put yourself in communities. You put yourself in proximity to where you want to go, right? You need to start placing yourself in spaces that look like where you're designed to go versus spaces of where you've been. I often say history, just because we have history, just because we have history does not mean we share destiny. So if they're not on the same destiny train as you, if they're not going the same direction, if their ticket is not going the same place, and typically that's elevation, then you have to cut the tags. And so get around people who look like where you want to go, that will hold you accountable and say, these are the things that you want to do. And this is what I need you to help me to stay accountable for. And then finally, you have to have resilience. That means you have to be able to overcome the obstacles that life throws at you. You have to be able to overcome the bad days. You have to be able to overcome your inner wounds, your inner me, your self-inflicted wounds. You have to be able to overcome all those, because those are coming. Life is going to life. But when life starts lifing, there's just an opportunity for you to let God start guiding, right? Your harvest is going to depend on your habits and the quality of the seeds that you sow. What type of seeds are you sowing in this season of your life? Are the seeds that you're sowing look like the harvest that you desire? And if they don't, you need to dig up the garden. You need to retill it. You need to pull up all the roots. You need to do everything again, start over from zero, right? But you need to be enthusiastic about it, and you need to have some urgency to where you want to go, right? Don't be arrogant and think that you have all the time in the world. Time is a non-refundable asset that you cannot get back, you cannot buy back, that no one can give you. I can't say, here's 20 more years on my life, I'm going to give them to you. No, you need to maximize each and every day. So Psalms 90 and 12, Moses says he wants the Lord to teach him to number his days so that he may gain a heart of wisdom. So numbering your days means, let me make each day count and let me grow in wisdom as those days pass. So let me maximize the time. Let me maximize the opportunity. Let me maximize the space that you're placing me in, right? So remember, leadership traits are self-awareness, discipline and self-control, those are in the same space. Vision and purpose, right? You need to submit to God so you can find out where he wants you to go, right? And once you find how you can find out where you're supposed to be, right? Find your sweet spot. Your sweet spot is where your talent, your passion, and the value intersect. So again, your talent, draw a circle. Your passion, draw a circle, and your value intersect. In the middle of that, that's where you need to be. That's probably where your assignment lies, in the midst of your talent, your passion, your value. Find that sweet spot. Write it down, what the vision looks like. You may not have step-by-step, turn-by-turn navigation, but God will give you the steps as you walk out in faith, right? God will give you the vision as you walk out in faith. Be accountable. Have discipline. Be resilient, in no specific order. Self-awareness, discipline. The most successful leaders, those that have influence, are typically emotionally intelligent-centered people who lead themselves. You cannot lead anyone if you cannot lead yourself. Learn these traits, learn these principles, implement them on a daily basis, and be faithful over the few things. Then you will start to experience growth that is unparalleled, right? Your habits are reflections of your actions repeated over time. What do your habits say about you? Do your habits reflect who you desire to become? Do your habits reflect where you want to go? And do your habits reflect the excellence that God has placed deep down inside you? Right? This is the Genesis, the Renaissance of Manhood. We're going to discuss all things leadership, all things manhood, all things kingdom. We're going to dig deep into those. We're going to dive deep into those. And guess what? We're going to keep coming back at you, because my sphere of influence will catch my frequency. Those that are assigned to me will catch my voice, and they will understand that this is the person that God has placed in my space to open up the talents and the things inside of me that I didn't know that were in there. You also have a sphere of influence. You are a solution to somebody's problems, but you're allowing everything and everyone to deter you from that. You're allowing negative self-talk. You're allowing your private actions or your lack thereof action to hinder you. Remember, private decisions have public ramifications. The enemy can't stop anything that God has placed in you. He can stop you from releasing it to the world. That's why he attacks you at such an early age. That's why you went through all the things that you've gone through, is because the enemy is trying to stop you from releasing your frequency and your sound to the earth. You might not be behind a pulpit. You might not be an entrepreneur. You might not be a CEO, but we all are called to make disciples. We all have a marketplace mandate, and we all have a group of people that we are assigned to. There's over 8 billion people in the world. You don't think that you cannot or will not be able to reach those people if you heal yourself? Once you heal yourself, you'll be able to lead you. You'll be able to lead up. You'll be able to lead across. You'll be able to lead down. Leadership is a clear vision, sharing that vision, teaching people how to implement that vision with the strategy and the know-how to accomplish said vision. You are a leader. You are more than enough. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. And like Gideon in Judges 6, you are a mighty man or woman of valor. Let's get to it. Let's move with purpose. Let's move on purpose. And let's move with purpose. Move in purpose, on purpose, with purpose. Be intentional about what you're trying to do, who you want to become, and do not waste time. Attack each day with enthusiasm. Attack each day with tenacity. Attack each day with a belief system, right? Your faith should be visible. It should be verifiable, and it should be evident. It should be visible, verifiable. Like, what do you believe in? It's verified. God will verify you. Is your faith evident? And is it actionable? Is it evident? Is it verifiable? Is it actionable? All these things are a possibility when you believe who God created you to be and you move with a kingdom mindset. You are a king. You are a queen. This has been the Genesis. This is your boy CY. And as always, stop talking tough and living weak. This is episode 2 of the Genesis, a mini episode on self-leadership traits. If this has been a blessing to you, share it. Let somebody know about it. Like, comment, and support. I'm going to keep coming at you, whether you like it or not. I'm going to do what God has designed me to do, whether it's one like or 1,000 like. I'm going to show up each and every day. All you got to do is show up. That's the majority of the battle. Remember, submit to God's providence, and your growth will be unexplainable. This is the Genesis. This your boy, CY, and I'm gone. All right. Peace.